Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Reish Chaf Tes, and we are up to Sif Yud Tes. Piris Alei Asadin Mibnei Achama. Someone goes ahead and he puts up a sheet across the top of the sukkah to protect from the sun. O Tachteha, or under it, Mibnei HaNesher, under it, in order to go ahead and catch the schach that's falling off. So, we're going to see in this Shulchan Aruch that there are going to be two different approaches as to what this means. Because this is really a statement in the Mishnah and the Sukkah, and there are different approaches as to what this means. So, the first opinion holds, what is this case? Klomar, shelo yu'alin v'kisam in l'yishrin al shulchanam. We're talking about he's putting up a sheet so that the leaves do not fall into the sukkah. Psula. When is it possible to put up a sheet? If you're putting up a sheet for sun protection or for protection from the schach dropping onto your table? Meaning pieces of the schach falling off and falling onto your table. So, a sheet for that type of protection, according to this first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, will pass the sukkah. Aval im lo peres aleha na'isa el na'isa ksheira. However, you put the sheet up to provide a beautification of the sukkah, otherwise known as noy sukkah. Then it's going to be ksheira. V'hu sheyei b'toch arba l'schach. As long as it's within four tefachim of the schach, meaning you could have a whole long, let's say, embroidered sheet that's pasul schach. It wouldn't be good for schach. All across the top of the sukkah, below the schach. If it's up there for purposes of noi, of beautification of the sukkah, provided that it's within four tefachim of the schach, because then it will be batel to the schach as part of the noi sukkah. This is the first opinion, and we'll see it spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Aleph. Here is Aleha Sadin Mibnei Hachama. O tachteha b'pnei ha-nesher. Ad kan l'shon ha-mishnah. This is Sifkat Nun Aleph. This is the lashon ha-mishnah. V'tas ha-mechaber b'dei ha-rishon. The first opinion of the mechaber, the first in here, is saying that b'pnei ha-chama, when it says b'pnei ha-chama, that's kipshuta, that's the pashut pshat. It's going with the pashut pshat. Namely, he's putting up the sheet simply to give him shade from the sun. And if that's what he's doing in order to protect from the sun, it's going to pass all. Namely, Shahisa Hasuka Tzilasa Maru Mechamasa. You had a good, full-blown, kosher tzach that was Tzilasa Maru Mechamasa, that had more shade than sunlight, more tzach than airspace. So you had a good, solidly kosher sukkah. And then what you did was, you put on top of it, Peres Aleha Sadin, on top of it, you put the sadin on top of it, you spread it out, Lahagin, to go ahead and to protect, so that the sun will not come in at all. And what is the ha-nesher? You're putting it up to, as the Shulchan Aruch pointed out, so that the leaves and the pieces of the chips of the schach will not fall onto your table. Again, being put up for protection. And since it's not being put up for noi, but rather it's being put up to protect you from either the shade or from the debris of the schach falling down, that will passel even if it's within four tefachim. And as Mishnah Berurah says, it's a katan beis psula dahakim esachech umagid al atzmo, because he's basically creating a protection for himself, a schach for himself. B'davra mekabel tuma, with something that's mekabel tuma, because a sheet is a davra mekabel tuma. And therefore, you're putting up a whole layer of pasul schach that will pasul, whether it's above the schach, whether it's below the schach, even if you have a full layer of kosher schach in there. That is what this opinion holds. However, if it was done l'neosa k'sheira, however, if you went ahead and put this whole sheet as a decorative sheet to go ahead and decorate the sukkah, to give noi sukkah, to beautify the sukkah, so then it's going to be k'sheira, why? Sukkot and gimel. The cave on the Avitzarech sukkah, since it serves a need of the sukkah to provide noi batel lagaba, it becomes batel to the sukkah. And once it's batel to the sukkah, it's not going to pass on the sukkah. It's batel to the whole kosher sukkah that exists. And obviously, we're talking where the sukkah itself independently is kosher with a tzilasa merubah chamasa. In other words, even if you're doing it for noi, the noi is only going to be batel to a full-blown kosher sukkah of tzilasa merubah chamasa of regular kosher schach, and then the sheet then becomes batel to schach when it's being put up for noi. And sifkaton nudalit. Now, when it's put up for noi, it has to be betoch arba l'schach. Why? Because if it's more than four tefachim away, okay, then four tefachim or more away, it's going lo batel l'gabe l'schach b'chol gavne. It's not going to be batel to the schach, regardless of whether it was put up for noi or for any other purpose. Automatically, it's going to pasel even as noi because it's below dalad tefachim. Like we saw back in Tafresh Chav Zayin, Sif Dal. If you remember there, we said any schach, any noi lechatchila should try to be within Dalad Tfachim because of a chashash that you're going to have it too big, too wide, it would actually would passel. We now move weiter. The Yesh Omrim. There is a Yesh Omrim, however. The Yesh Omrim maintains, this is the opinion of Tosis and the Rush, as opposed to the Perish Rashi, which is the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So, what does he say? Yeshom, what do they say? Yeshom, those that say, Shesukah Shehi Mesu Keches, if you have a sukkah, that's what? Mesu Keches Ki Yilchasa, it's a sukkah that is in and of itself a good kosher sukkah, meaning it's Silasa Maruga Mechamasa. Be Yarashem, Yayayash Aschach, and you're afraid though that maybe some of the schach will dry out. Oh Yeshua Alin, or the leaves will shed and fall down. And therefore you're concerned that if such a thing happens where the leaves will dry out or fall down, you don't have enough schach that if some will fall off, it will still be tzilasa maruba mechamasa. The concern is that once some of the schach falls off, it will then render the sukkah chamasa maruba mechilasa, which would pass on the sukkah, because it'll have more light than shade. So therefore, Perius Allah Sabin Shalot is Yavish. So therefore, he put the sheet on top of the schach to prevent it from drying out. O tachteh, or below it, Shalot Yeshua El Alin, or below it, so that the leaves will not shed and fall down. Kevin Shah Sabin, and therefore, what's he doing? He's keeping the schach up there with the support of the sheet. So what's going on? So this opinion holds, the reason why it's possible when you're putting the sudden, the sheet up, mipnei hachama and mipnei ha-nesher, is because dafka, it's where the sudden is being utilized to preserve the tzilasa merubah mechamasa. So anytime the sheet is up there, because there's a concern that the sukkah will ultimately lose its silasa merubah chamasa if some of the leaves fall down. So such utilization of a sheet will passel the sukkah because you need that sheet to provide the silasa merubah. But aval in lo kivein. However, if that wasn't his kavanah according to his opinion, the priestess hasadin ela lahagin ne'achama ve'alin olina osa. This opinion holds that if he puts up this sudden to protect himself from the sun, even if it's to provide shade, or to protect himself from the leaves, and for sure to go ahead and beautify the sukkah, in all those cases, the sukkah is going to be kshera. So here's where the second opinion veers off from the first opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch, and it says you can put up a sheet to protect yourself from the sun and from the falling and shedding schach. No problem, because once you have a kasher schach, the sheet will be batel to it if it's within four tefachim. It's only when the sheet is needed to preserve the tzilasa meruba mechamasa of the schach, so then you're having a schach that is basically relying on a schach puzzle for its Tilasa Meruba Mechamasa, and that's going to be when it's that's going to be the only time that such a sheet will passel. But again, he then says the Shulchan Aruch Uvavad Sheyet B'toch Arba L'Schach. However, this requirement is specifically if it is within four tefachim of the schach. Because if it's not within four tefachim of the schach, then obviously, regardless of whether it's for noi or for any of the other reasons that would normally be batal if it was within four tefachim, namely to protect from the sun, it's not going to be batal when it's outside of four tefachim of the schach. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Nun. Hey, the Yesh Omrim Shesukkah, Deyazu Pliga Ademekar. This opinion argues in the first opinion, who feel like the Madi'is of the Mishnah, and it holds that which is in the Mishnah, namely, Peiros Aleha Sadin Me'achama, if you put up a sheet in order to somehow protect from the sun, not talking about where it's Stam being put up to protect from the sun. Hainu Be'ofen Shetziyah L'Kamek Dafka, specifically in the scenario where the Shulchan Aruch spells out that it's there in order to preserve the Tzilas HaMeruba because the Schach might dry out. Aval Lahagen Min Achama Va'alin. But just Stam, if the sheet is protecting from the sun or the leaves, that is Ksheira, according to this opinion, Afil Leishev Takta, even to sit directly under it. The Batel Hu L'Gabe Sukkah, because since it's within four Tvachim of a kosher layer of Schach, it's going to be Batel to the Sukkah Sifkatan Nunvav Avalim Lo Kivein. However, he says, if the individual did not have kavana when he was spreading out the sudden in order to go ahead and preserve the tzilasa to keep the schach intact, then as we said, it's kshera, perish, imhaisa misucheches yafe. If you have a situation where the sheet is not needed to preserve the tzilasa meruba because it's a very thick schach, Be'inyin she'ein lachush, and we have a scenario where there's no concern shal yedei hanesher that if the leaves or twigs or anything will fall off from the schach, yeah, you'll have a serious situation of chamasa meruba tzilasa. So there's no concern for that at all because you have so much schach on top of the sukkah. So then it's clear of lo hutrach lefrois. Then it's clear that there's no need to put up that sheet, ella alea on it, okay. Lo hutzrach lefros alea sudden. You don't have to put the sudden on top of it. Ela lahagiv neachama. Then the only need would be to go ahead and protect from the sun to keep all the sunlight out. Omina alin, or to protect from the leaves that were notion that were falling down. So then it's going to be ksheira because this opinion holds that unless it's there to go ahead and preserve the schach, the sheet, it's going to be batel to the kosher layer of schach. Then we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Umil lechatchila lo yaseh ella im kehu nikar lekol shemekavein kedei lehagen." He says, "Lechatchila, a person should not go ahead according to this opinion." He says it should only be done in a situation where it's nikar lekol, where it's clear to all shemekavein kedei lehagen that his kavana is to protect himself. Right? Notice, like we said it before. Let's say it's clear that he has so much schach up there that the only reason why he would be putting it up is to keep more sun out or to protect himself from the falling leaves because it's clear it's not to go ahead and preserve the schach. So that's when it would be okay. But if there was any doubt that the sheet might have been put up in order to preserve the schach being tzilasa meruba as opposed to chamasa meruba, then you would not be able to put it up. That's what he says in Sif Katan Nun Zayin, Umiyu L'chatchil Lo Yaseh. Why? The Lo Yomru Aroim, people who see, should not think, Shekavanaso Kedei L'Sachech, that his kavana is in order to do what? In order to be the Schach. V'afilu Shelo B'Shas Achila Aser. And even, not during the time of Achila, it will be Aser. The Yomru Shemanichu Sham, because people will say, he's keeping it there, the sheep, Gam B'Shas Achila. So what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out is that the concern is that people will say, he has a whole sheet up there? Maybe that's a schach. Let's say you have it on top. They don't see any regular schach below. It has to be where it's clear. Not only is it clear that it's not there in order to protect the tilasa meruba of the regular schach, but it has to be clear that it's just not up there to be the actual schach. Because if people look at it and say, oh, that's his schach, that's problematic. And he says, even not during the time when you're eating, because people will say that, oh, that's his schach, and that's what he's using. He's using pasul schach. So therefore, this opinion is clearly saying that l'chatchila, you should not go ahead and assume and presume that you can just go ahead and put up a sheet and it will be batel, right? And going with this opinion, because you also have to be concerned with the roan that they should not think that this is the schach that the person is putting up and relying on when it's obviously a davar hamakabel tuma. And the next Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Ches, Shemekaben Kedei Lahagen, it has to be clear that he's putting it up in order to protect himself from the sun and not to be utilized as his own schach. So he says, Shemekaben Kedei Lahagen, Zehu Rak L'das HaYesh Omrim, She'ez Gimit Chila. This is only going with this Yesh Omrim that he just right now is talking about. That's when we say that it has to be clear that he's doing it and putting it up in order to protect himself from the sun or the dripping leaves. About Ladeha Rishina, but this is obviously not relevant to the first opinion. According to the first opinion, Atbo Venzeh Aser. It's looking to be Aser even in this type of scenario, Vayim Bever Alacha. Why? Because the first opinion holds that you're not allowed to put up a sheet in order to protect yourself from the sun or protect yourself from the dropping leaves, no matter how thick the schach is, no matter how clear it is that that's what you're putting it up for, because the first opinion holds that the only time the sheet will be batel to the schach is if it's within four tefachim and it's there for noi. This is going with the second opinion, and according to the second opinion, you're allowed to put up the sheet to protect you from the sun and to protect you from the dropping leaves. And that, according to that sheet, that's where it has to be clear that that's what you're doing it for, and not to be your etzem kasher schach, which obviously it's not, because it's pasul schach. Then he goes on and he says, "Ein beber halacha, the kein yesh lahachmir l'maisa," that you should be machmir like the first opinion, and only allow for a sheet, only for purposes of noi, to make and beautify the sukkah, and that's when it will be batel to the schach when it's within four tefachim. But to put it up in order to protect yourself from the sun or the dropping leaves, that one should not do. One should not follow that opinion. You should be machmir. However, he says, let's say you have a shasat chak, pressing circumstances. You're not going to be able to eat in the sukkah because of the leaves, a notion that are falling in, letocha machal, leaves are falling into your food. Or because the rain is dripping in to your sukkah. Or because of the wind that's blowing out the candles, the light of your sukkah. So therefore, you're gonna have to leave the sukkah if you don't put up a sheet. So he says, in that case, you can go ahead and rely on the second opinion, because what's your other choice? The other choice is to sit in the house. So therefore, it's mutav lefrais sadin tachas haschach there. It'd be better to put a sheet under the schach. Within four tefachim of sach, mishiyochal chutz l'sukkah, rather than eating outside the sukkah. Aval lo yivrech al zeh leishev b'sukkah. But you should not go ahead and make the bracha of leishev b'sukkah. What's interesting is, and this is Avi and Tellus pointed this out, was it sounds like that when it's raining, if you have some type of tarp that you could put over the schach within four tefachim, that would be okay. Meaning, not only would it be okay, it would be preferable to eating in the house. Even though we normally say, yes, it's raining, so you're putter, the star is putter, it's also raining, and Yerushalmi says if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, it's a maisa hedyo, you're an idiot to do that. So it sounds like from here, yeah, that's if it's raining inside, but if you could protect yourself with a sudden, you should go ahead and do it, at least according to the second opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch. You'll be yotze. You can't make the bracha, because the ikar din is like the first opinion. So obviously you can't make a bracha. And that's the story. And we move weiter and finish up the Shulchan Aruch with O Shehu Sharoi B'mayim. Another thing a person could do, according to the second opinion, is that if he has a sheet that is soaking in water, then it will be clear to all that he's just putting it on top in order to dry. So then, once again, there's no concern that people will think that you're using it as your kosher svach. And since we're going with the second opinion, so it will be batel to the schach, and you don't have to worry about, it's going to be within 4 tefachim, you don't have to worry about the fact that it's a sheet that's mekabel tuma, because it's batel to the schach. The only time you have to worry, according to the second opinion, the chatchila, is if it's not clear that you're not using it for the actual schach. I mean, if it's not clear, and people might think that you're using the sheet as the actual schach, then you should not do it, l'chatzila, according to the second opinion. So it's clear, according to the Bar Halacha, he points out, this is clear, this whole halacha here, and this halacha that you are allowed to go ahead and put up the sheet to dry, because people will not think that you are using it as your ikar schach, that's only according to the second opinion. But however, since the Achronim hold the Yesh L'Hachmik Adei Rishon, that you're supposed to hold it the first opinion, then Yesh L'Zayr Shalol L'Frost Afil L'Yavesh, the person should be careful not to even put a sheet up to dry on top of the sukkah, Ela Shalol B'Shas Atchil, except for when you are what? Except for when you are not eating. Meaning, since we don't like the first opinion, the sukkah is going to basically be puzzle when you have the sheet drying on top and you're sitting under it. But when you're not eating, since even according to the first opinion, no one's going to be thinking that you're using it as your schach. It's clear you're just going ahead and using it, the schach, as a place to place the sheet so it will dry. That would be okay, as long as it's not during the time of achila, which according to the first opinion, it would be possible because it's within 4 tefachim and it's not there for noi, for decorative purposes. So just to point out an interesting halacha that is discussed from this Shulchan Aruch that we just did today, the sif that we did today, and that is that some poiskim use this halacha as proof for another halacha. Namely, they discuss whether it's permitted to color schach. According to some poiskim, since the schach is kosher and merely coloring it is not considered a significant change, since coloring is insignificant, chazusa lav milsehi, it should be kosher. They contend that coloring the schach cannot be considered worse than spreading out a sheet beneath the schach for noi, for decorative purposes, which is permitted, and coloring the schach, they say, is even more kal, even more okay. Other places can say, no, that the schach is colored gold, depends. If the schach is colored gold and the coloring has substance to it, then we is a actual machlekes here as to whether the wood would become batel to its gold plating, and then consequently it would be mekabel tuma. But in the event that the coloring does not have any substance, it still may be possibly drabanan, since its appearance has changed. So that's a interesting machlokes regarding coloring the schach. Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down from the Chazon Ish that coloring schach will not passel the sukkah, and the Sefer Sukkahs Shalem asserts that if the schach is colored the color of the schach, meaning it has schach color, then according to all opinions, it would remain kosher. One more interesting ara, the Yashiv was once addressed with the following question. What happens if you notice that your schach is all contaminated with bugs and it's dripping into your food? And what are you going to do because you can't eat in the sukkah because you got these bugs that are going to go into your food? So he wanted to know as follows. Instead of chucking the schach, and it's very expensive to go ahead and buy new schach, so he thought, maybe let's spread a sheet under the schach and use the following chap to go ahead and put a sheet up to decorate the sukkah. But really, why are you putting up a decoration? So that you can catch the insects. So are you allowed to do such a shtick? So the Yashiv Paskin, this is brought down the Piskei Shmuis, that it would be mutter, because he says one who wishes to spread a sheet under his schach to beautify it, even if his main reason is to avoid the problem of insects in the schach, it would be mutter. And this has, he says, the same halachas as any decoration of schach, if it is hung within four tzfachim of the schach. This is what Rav Yosef says. And the idea is, as we said, even according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, it is going to be entirely batel to the schach as long as it's a decorative piece. Ad kan velo yoiser.